Father, we thank you. Thank you for where you have brought us. Thank you for all that your Spirit has brought to us since we came. And thank you for this final point at which we will take our journey. We ask, Father, that all that you have done in our lives, it will not be a waste. You will see the travail of your soul over our lives, and you will be satisfied. Father, tonight, or this morning rather, behold your children. It's time for us to arise. It's time for us to go on the errands unto which you have assigned us. Now that we are young, we are trusting, Father, that as we draw the conclusion now, your Spirit will mobilize us. Amen. Your Spirit will send us forth. Amen. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'd like just to draw our meeting to a conclusion with a short charge. And this charge will lead us to our final prayers, when we shall stand before the Lord together to see what He will do with us as we go from here. Hallelujah. And I'd like to draw that charge quickly from the book of Judges. Judges. Are you in Judges? I want you to go down quickly to chapter 15. Judges 15. Are you in Judges 15? Right. And I want us to read from verse 1. And we're going to read down to verse 7. I will read from here. Thank you, sir. That man is on fire. And he's going to burn for Jesus. Amen. Amen. After a while, in the time of wheat harvest, it happened that Samson visited his wife with a young goat. And he said, "Let me go into my wife, into her room." But her father would not permit him to go in. Her father said, "I really thought that you thoroughly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to your companion. Is not her younger sister better than she? Please take her instead." And Samson said to them, This time, I shall be blameless regarding the Philistines if I harm them. This time. Everybody say, "This time."
This time.
Yes. The man said, "This time I shall be blameless." Regarding the Philistines, if I arm them. Then Samson went and caught 300 foxes. And he took torches and turned the foxes tail to tail and put a torch between each pair of tails. And when he had set the torches on fire, he let the foxes go into the standing grain of the Philistines. And he burned up both the shocks and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and olive groves. Then the Philistines said, "Who has done this?" And they answered, "Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companion." So the Philistines came up and burned her and her father with fire. Samson said to them, "Since you will do a thing like this, I will surely take revenge on you. And after that, I will cease." Even though there are so many things that was wrong in the life of Samson, even though there are many things we don't like to emulate in Samson, but there are some of his strategies that we cannot but look into very closely today. And as we draw this charge, I want you to look at what is God wanting you to go and do. God is giving you a charge this morning, and the charge is to go and burn. Did you hear me? The charge this morning, go and do what? And burn. And the strategy of burning. Even though when Samson invented it, it will look like, "Oh, why did he do that?" But I want you to see that there were rationales why you must go and burn. Number one, we have seen Samson, who went down and paid the price, and even went, those Philistines, they said they needed this, they needed this, and he paid all the price. And when his wife was supposed to be released to him, it was given to someone else. That which was paid and settled for, he's been giving to the enemy. That which was labored to secure, labored for, to be secured. When Samson actually was going for this particular arrangement, a lion met him and was about to, fight with him. And what did he do with the lion? The Bible said the Spirit of the Lord came upon him and he tore the lion. So, on the road to securing this wife, Samson actually faced serious difficulties. He fought lions. During the marriage ceremony itself, Samson was making riddles and jokes. And when they discovered his riddles, he was made to pay more heavily. And he went and fought and caught some things in order to settle the bill. Only at the end of the day, Philistines being who they were, they still didn't give him the wife. The first thing that I wanted to note was what Samson said in verse 3. He said, "This time I shall be blameless regarding the Philistines if I harm them." Now, while I'm looking at Samson, and I can't identify with all that he did in his lifetime, but yet there was an occasion for him here to deal with the Philistines. Are you hearing me? There was an occasion, and this man said, "This time." At other times, I may not be justified, but this time, I shall be what? Blameless regarding the Philistines if I harm them. And friends, do you think there's any justification for men that Jesus died to redeem? He fought battles. He left his glory. He left his father's throne. And he came and shed his blood to redeem all those lives that you are seeing on your campuses. While we were watching that drama yesterday, we saw children of bishops already in Okot. We even saw that even among ourselves, there are people, there are girls, there are young men that have been trapped by the deception of cultism. I'm asking you, will it be wrong for Jesus to revenge his blood upon the Philistines who have captured that which he gainfully redeemed? Is it wrong if the powers that ravaged the campuses, that destroyed the life of the youth for which he had paid a price? Do you know that every young man you see on the street, Jesus paid a price on his head? Do you know that? Do you know that for every soul that you meet on the way, the Bible says Jesus had been made a propitiation for the sins of the whole world? It was not as if he was going to claim what didn't belong to him. And we see the incursion of the kingdom of darkness upon our land, upon young lives. All through this time, do you know, we didn't speak about HIV/AIDS as if it was not on campus. How the devil is aiming at finishing the youth. And I'm told that the highest percentage is between the age 17 and 25. And while we were praying here yesterday, a young lady that was battered, wounded, a victim of a reckless uncle. She's left to die as if Jesus did not pay a price. Will he be wrong if he should do something to avenge his blood and to defend his heritage in this time? I want you to give me an answer. Is it right that the enemy who paid nothing, is it right for him to keep exploiting men that do not know their left from their right? Is it right? Is it correct when our brother was speaking, and I think one of our sisters spoke the other day, we saw that the youth of this nation, even of Nigeria, they are about 60% of the population as at 1991. And you don't need anybody to tell you statistics. You just need to come out in the afternoon and see young people. Go to any street and to any city, you just see young people. And if you go to villages, on the market days, what do you see? Young people. We didn't speak about armed robbers, but today, as our brother was bringing us campus challenge, we see lecturers that were gunned down and were killed just because some court members would not want righteousness to prevail. A lecturer in Ilorin acid was poured on him because he was not allowing students to cheat in exam. These were young lives that Jesus had great plans, and he actually paid a price over their head. Samson said, "This time I shall be blameless regarding the Philistine if I do what? If I harm them." I want to say to you, God is sending you out of this meeting to go and ravage, to go and burn down every arrangement of the kingdom of darkness on your campuses in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not that we are doing something that is outside the order. When the campus was being ravaged, you know, by these, the black ants, we used to call them buccaneers in those days, and the pirates and the Kegites, but now they have more terrible, more terrible names now. This was something that nobody was proud to associate with. But now they've taken over. They put the authorities to threat. They made all those who could have spoken to become a piece of vegetables where they have paid no price. He said, "I will be blameless if I do what? I harm the Philistines." And I want you to know tonight, for every power, every activity of the enemy to be dismantled in this generation, our master will be blameless. So, do you know what he did? Samson stood up. And I thought what he was going to do is to start going, you know, by himself, one by one, and running here. No. You know what he did? What did he do? Samson went and caught 300 foxes. And he took torches. And he turned the foxes tail to tail. And he put a torch between each pair of tails. And I want you to see his strategy. And that's what we are going to pray about now as we release you in a very short while. And as he, you know, put torch between each pair of tails, when he has set the torches on fire, you see, when the fire began to burn and the foxes themselves, maybe they wanted to protect themselves from the fire, he released them. He let the foxes go into the standing grain of the Philistines. And what did they do now? What happened to the Philistines' fields? They were burned up, both the shops and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and olive groves. Then the Philistine said, "Who has done this?" And they answered and said, "Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companion." We're looking at something serious. We've been talking about the brethren, the church on campus, the bride of the Lord Jesus had been taken over. Taken over. Reckless living. The Philistines, they are celebrating that they have finally taken over the bride of the King of Kings on the campus. Shall we fold our hands and let them go on? No way. No way. And he set them on fire, and they went. And they burnt down the stalks and the standing grains, as well as the vineyards and the olive groves. And can you see the confusion that came into the midst of the Philistines? That when they saw everything about them getting burnt, they said, "Who has done this?" Said Samson, "Because you took his wife." And Samson said to them, "Since you will do a thing like this, I will surely take revenge on you. And after that, I will cease." Let me read finally. Psalm 110. Before I draw the issues for you to pray. Can you turn to Psalm 110? 110. Did you see Psalm 110? I want to read everything from verse 1 to 7. And as I read, I want you to see what is in the heart of God. Why he has brought you and what he's sending you out to do. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool." Eh? What's the plan of God? Eh? He wants to make his enemy his footstool. Is it possible? Yes, it is. The enemy of Samson, they faced the fire. We have a justification to arise for the Lord. When we stand on the campus and say, "This cannot continue," we are not just making an empty statement. It's because those lives have been paid for. Are you hearing me? Look at that boy that was deceived into occultism. Look at how they ravaged and destroyed his life. And some of you just don't understand that so many boys in occult today, they were deceived. To go forward, they don't know where to go. To go backward, they cannot go anywhere. They are completely trapped. And yet, this could be vessels that God had paid for. The Bible says, "Till I make your enemies your footstool, the Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion." Rule where? You see, God is sending you back into the camp of the Philistines. It's time you tail to tail. And your commission this morning is what? Go and burn. and set the place ablaze. Listen to me. Only 300 small foxes that have caught fire was enough to burn down all the standing grain, all the oliveyards, and all the groves of the Philistines. Some of you are saying, but we are not many. Let me tell you this. Can I tell you something? The fire that burns a whole city. Only comes from a spark. Just a spark. That spark can start in your own room. Go and do what? And burn. As you step into those rooms and say, no more will immorality take place in this room. Because those girls, you may think that they have the right to be doing what they are doing. No, they were paid for. It is the enemy who came to steal them. They did not belong to the devil. I want you to know that those your roommates who looked so reckless, they were only captured. They did not originally belong to the enemy. And they actually have been paid for. You are not going to fight them. You are going to burn down. The Philistines captured them. The spark that can turn your whole campus around could begin just in your room. Samson was not looking for anything. He just looked for little foxes and he tied them tail to tail. Maybe two of you have come from a campus. Go and do what? And bomb. It is possible that some of you actually belong to one of those fellowships. Right there, you can see the Philistines, they have taken over. Fornicators, they have taken over the pulpit. And they are releasing foul spirits upon innocent hearts who knows not their left from their right. Many of the young people that have been derailed, they thought that that was the only gospel that is available. They are not circumcised because they were not circumcised. Why is God tying you tail to tail? It is that by your hand he might revenge and avenge his blood upon the enemy of righteousness. He commissioned those 300 foxes and said to them, go and do what? And burn. The spark that will bring down and burn to ashes the sophisticated arrangements of the devil, that spark will start in your room in the name of Jesus Christ. You have attended prayer meetings where you spend all night wasting time. The enemy has done this. He said, yes, let them gather. Let them not face the reality. the Philistines took over. And what he said to Samson, he said, "We thought that you have really hated your wife." And sometimes some of us think that because of the misbehavior, because of the sins that is so much on campus, that Jesus no longer loves his church. No, he loves the church. He still loves the brethren. Are you hearing me? All those girls that are wearing "show me your navel," Jesus still loves them because he has settled their price. It's the Philistines that is trying to take them to another person. This morning, he said, "Now, this time, I'll be blameless. As regards these Philistines, if I do them what? Harm." How many of you are ready to follow Jesus to do harm against the devil? God will use you to do havoc.
Yes.
You will wreak havoc.
Yes.
To the kingdom of darkness in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Those 300 foxes, they had only one ministry, one commission. What is their commission? Go and do what? And bam! That's all. Don't talk. Don't go about greeting people. Go and burn. Go and burn. And as the choir sang, you know, it's not by power, it's not by might. There's a fire that the Lord is kindling in your life. Let it burn in the name of Jesus Christ. He says, "Your people shall be willing, they shall become volunteers in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness." One of the things that wrecked the church, the brethren, the fellowship on campus, is that the beauty of holiness was replaced with empty talk, empty music, empty jamboree. You don't know that holiness is beautiful and powerful. Holiness makes the devil restless. You see now, as many of you are going back with a resolution to live for Jesus, you will find that now your classmate will become restless. They will start saying, "Hey, what have you come? Hey, why are you coming? Hey, are you..." And as they are talking like that, what did God say you should do? Bow. I imagine how the shocks and the standing grains of the Philistines, as they were looking at the foxes and say, "What thing are you coming here to do? What thing are you coming here to do? What thing are you coming here to do?" Before they knew it, what was already happening to them? They're already getting burnt. Until you burn. Until you begin to burn. Those Philistines, shocks and standing grains will keep standing. But you know, after the foxes have released the fire, what was the evidence on the Philistines' farm? Who knows the evidence? Burnt ashes. And in a short while to come, former cult members that will have been released because of your burning, they will become the evidences of the burnt ashes of the reign of terror on your campuses in the name of Jesus Christ. And look at this. I want you to get it, because As I'm reading this, we're going to pray. He said, from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. You know that this particular message is directed to which people? The youth. The Lord has sworn. Look at this. The issue we are dealing with now, God has sworn to an oath. And he will not repent. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord is at your right hand. He shall execute kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the nations. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall execute the heads of many countries. He shall drink of the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he shall lift up the head. Will you be an instrument to do that? As you leave this Congress, what did the master say you should go and do right now? Go and burn. Go and burn. As you begin to pray, as you begin to speak, as you begin to run those little errands for the Savior, the result they will be asking, a question will arise. Listen, a question will arise in the camp of the enemy, in the camp of the Philistine. Who has done this? You know, Samson did not organize a big crusade. He simply got foxes and sent them. Before anybody knew, the standing grains are already ashes. And people were wondering, who has done this? A question will arise as you go. That though people have talked, oh, the campus, this, that, don't worry about that. You go and do what? And boom. And he tied them tail to tail. It's a pity that we don't have enough space for us to do what I want us to do tonight. I wish those of you that came from the same universities, you will stand together tonight and you will join hands together and you will say, we are going back to do what? To bomb! If you have 3 months left on the campus, what are you to do with those 3 months? To bomb! If you have one more semester, and if you have 1 more year or 2 more years, wherever those 2 foxes went that have been tied tail to tail, the only thing you saw was fire behind them. As they were moving, any line of guinea corn they passed through was on fire. God will set you ablaze in the name of Jesus Christ. So this moment, we are going to pray. But I wish it is possible. If it is possible, all those who came from the same university, if you know yourselves, even if you are 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 20, I wish you will be looking at each other and you will stand together and say, look, we are going back to the campus to do what? To bomb. Can we do that right now? Hallelujah. Just get, if you can see one person from your university, if you can't see everybody, just one person, just trace that person and just come and stand in different places and say, we are going to burn. Yes. Yes. Karabashando roboskuria baba baba. Somborobo shinda baba korobo shiri. Make sure you link up with someone around you, because he tied them tail to tail. Tail to tail. Come. Those of you from your area, just get someone there. Tail to tail. Even if it is one other person you can see, because you can't see the others, you are going to hold hand and say, "We are going to burn in the name of Jesus." Ruba sanda ya baba, morobo sanda ya baba 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 baba, riba sanda robo shinda ba korobo sanda ba shiri. Just join your hands together. Whichever where you have come from, yes Lord, yes Lord, yes Lord. Thank you Jesus. Rima sanda ya baba baba shiri, samba yata robo samba bash. Rebasaya katorobo sondorobo shenda bababas. Baribasaya, baribabababababashibe. Rusaliba, rusamama shendo yoroboske. Robo sanda yababa, korobo sanda yaba. Rabababababababa. Make sure you are linking up with somebody. Yes, yes, hallelujah. We are going to burn. We are going to burn in the name of Jesus. You are going to burn. We are going, oh God, to burn. Romo sanda yaba ruba sumaba. Jibo romo sanda robo sende ye. Remo sunda mokurimo sanda yaba kunda lama sorobo. Lord, we are going to burn. We are going to burn. By us, Lord, you are going to avenge yourself upon your enemy. You are going to avenge yourself of your enemy in the name of Jesus. Shimamas, rababababash, mama 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 shendo yorobo sanda rabasaya, ruba sanda yamu robo sanda babash. Rama masando robo sanda rabashiri. We are going to burn. The Bible said two of you shall agree as touching anything that you ask. It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. It shall be done. In the name of Jesus. It shall be done. No robo sanda yabakuri mashiri. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Semo robo sana ya mama mash. Rusa mama rabashina burimosu. Robo sana yorobo sondo robo sana yaba. Nurima sana bakurima sana yaba kondo robo sinda mama korobo shiri. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, Lord Jesus, release the fire. 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 Release, oh God, the fire. Release the fire. Every standing grain of the Philistines, let them begin to become ashes. Every stronghold of the devil, let them begin to bow. Oh, Robo Sanda Yama Ruba Sanda Baba Kunda Kuri Bosheya. Rule in the midst of your people. Thank you, Jesus. Remo Sanda Yababas. Shema Raba Sanda Rabas. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I trust you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Release the fire. Set this one ablaze. Set them ablaze. Set them ablaze. Lord, set them ablaze. Cause them to hate wickedness.
to hate wickedness, to love righteousness, not to tolerate every incursion of the Philistines any longer, in the name of Jesus. 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 The Bible says, listen, the Bible says, Jesus loved righteousness and he hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even his God, has anointed him with the oil of gladness above all his fellows. Now, as we are standing together, that we are going back to born, the oil, that will cause you to keep burning, it will come on two counts. Look at these two counts. Your love for righteousness and your hatred for iniquity. Now, we are going to pray that as we are going here, we are going to hate iniquity with perfect hatred on our campuses. That wherever we see it, we are going to cause it to burn down in the name of Jesus. Amen. You know, when God was speaking to us, he said, I know where you are staying, where Satan has set up his headquarters. He said, I know where you are staying. But this passage says, go and rule in the midst of his enemies. So this morning, we are praying now that we shall hate wickedness with all hatred, and we will love righteousness. Therefore, God, release the oil. Shall we pray right now? Rabo sanda yaba baba baba shanda bakunde robo sanda baba sai. Rima sanda yaba baba. Riba sanda yaba baba 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 saya katoro buskai. Rebo sa rebo sanda yoro buskanda baba. Robo sanda bakula masanda yaba koro buskai. Ruska jema mama mama sanda baba sai. Reba saya katoro masur. Remo sanda yeke rebuska. Rus, rekataurama sanda yaba. Lord, pour into your people indignation against wickedness, indignation against the works of darkness. Release that now into the hearts of this man. Let it become the oil. Let it become the fuel for the fire. Hirima sanda yababa kurubu sanda bako. Remu sanda yaba kurubu sanda labasha rabakurubu sanda labashi. In the name of Jesus. 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 You will now make this final declaration. We are going to burn. Can you declare that, Lord, in the days of my youth, we are going to burn. Let's pray right now. In these days of our youth, he said, this time, he said, this time, Makuri Mosondo Yorobosku. This time. This time I shall be blameless if I do harm to the Philistines. This time I shall be blameless. This time, Mama Rabba Sondo Yorobo Skuria, we were born for you. We were told that John the Baptist was a shining and a burning light. From this morning, Lord, we shall burn for you. We are going to burn in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Thank you for hearing this prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Ruba Shanda Baba Baba Sando Robo Sondo Robo She. Ruba Sanda Yaba Baba 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 Shando Robo Sku. Rima Sanda Yaba Baba 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 Baba. Raba Sanda Yaba Robo Sondo Robo Sanda Yaba Kundo Robo She. Riba Sanda Baba 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 Sondo Robo Shinda Bakaura. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen, Samson said, this time I shall be blameless if I harm these Philistines. This time. So we are going to take that decision and say, this time. It is time for God to move now. I shall be blameless if I harm these Philistines. Shall we declare as we stand in agreement that this time, we shall wreak havoc in the kingdom of darkness. We shall be blameless if we do so, for a price has been paid over the souls of men on our campuses. In the name of Jesus, here I must send the Korobo Sanda Yababa. Oh Jesus, set them a place, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. See my sheep. No support of a sheep. Hear him, son of a sheep. Let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. Let the fire of Pentecost, let it be kindled afresh in this place, Lord. In the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
And glorify your name, Lord. I want to be.
What did Elijah do? Listen, what did Elijah do? What did Elijah do? He brought fire upon the works, upon the idols of Baal. The fire that licked all their altar. That's what we are declaring to God now. We are going to take that song together now. Shall we take that song together now? One, two, go right now.
Hear the same, raise the dead, and glorify your name, Lord. I want to be another Elijah, yeah. Oh, send another Elijah to glorify thou. Oh, so send a hear the sick, raise the dead and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah.
We do the song just three more times, all of us now.
Another Elijah to bring the fire down. Send a fire, also send a rain. Oh Lord, to heal the sick and raise the dead and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah.
Hallelujah.
Another Elijah, get to bring the fire down. Send the fire, also send the rain.
Oh Lord,
to heal the sick and raise the dead and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah, yeah.
The last two times now,
Lord, send another Elijah, yeah, to bring the fire down. Oh, send a fire, also send a rain.
Oh, Lord,
hear the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah.
Yeah. One more time, everybody.
Oh Lord, send another Elijah, yeah, to bring. Send a fire, also send a rain. To heal the sick and raise the dead and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah.
As we join our hands together, can you lift those hands before the Lord as we are praying now?
Oh Lord, send another Elijah, yeah, to bring the fire down. Oh, send a fire, also send a rain. To heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah.
One more time, all of us.
Lord, say. fire.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus.
To bring the fire down. Oh, send us fire. Also, send a rain to heal the sick, raise the dead, and glorify your name. Lord, I want to be another Elijah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Shemoro Buskuri. Siri Mashandara Baba. Oh, Robusandara Baba. Let the fire burn, Lord. Let the fire burn. Let it ravage. Let it cause havoc. Let it wreck all the sophistication of the prince of darkness. Let it be done, Lord Jesus. I join my hands, Lord, with this team of men, O God, and women. This man, these arrows in your quiver. These arrows, O God. These arrows. These arrows. These arrows. Simarabashanda yamamamamamama. Let the fire fall, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As you kindle the fire upon the foxes, as you release the fire on the day of Pentecost, and it came upon their lives as cloven tongues of fire, set these ones ablaze in the name of Jesus. Just as hatred burns in men's heart like fire, let hatred for iniquity burn in their hearts like unquenchable fire. In the name of Jesus. Just as the Bible says, water cannot quench the fire of love, so their love for righteousness will burn like an unquenchable fire. As you go now, love for righteousness will burn in your heart, and it will burn down unrighteousness everywhere you go. It will destroy unrighteousness in your hostess. As you go, we charge you right now. Go and burn. Go and burn. Go and burn. Go and burn. In the name of Jesus, go and burn. Leave no standing grain of the Philistines. Leave no shocks of the Philistines. Raise them down with the fire of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. In your room, begin to burn. In your faculties, begin to burn. In your general hostess, begin to burn. In your fellowships, begin to burn. In the name of Jesus. The eyes of the Lord shall go with you. The power of the Almighty shall overshadow you. And that thing that shall be born out of this meeting shall be called the Holy One in the name of Jesus Christ. And the Philistines, they woke up to find that their camp had been burnt down. So will the camp of the enemy wake up to discover that they have been ravaged in the name of Jesus. Every maneuver of darkness all over the campuses where you come from, they will wake up to the reality that their camp had been burned down in the name of Jesus. Thank
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you because you believe in these people. They are heirs. Destined for the throne in the name of Jesus Christ. As they go, go with them, Father. As they go, Bonnie, the ashes, the burnt ashes, will tell their stories in the name of Jesus Christ. We speak to you, O campuses in Nigeria. Yes. Hear the word of the Lord. Yes. O ye the enemy, O ye the giants of Philistines, we come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts. The Lord shall give and hand you over to our hands in the name of Jesus Christ. And we shall offer you to the birds and the fowls of the air in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. As they go, surely as you have sworn that you will wound the heads of many, many countries by the reason of this brothers and sisters going to burn, there will be fatal wounds on the heads of your enemies in the name of Jesus Christ. The power of hell that came to capture so many young people and dragging them to perdition, the Lord shall wound your head in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for this. As we send them forth in your name, heaven will back you up. The Lord will go ahead of you. He will make provisions for your life. As you drive back in your various buses, the Lord has already marked you out for signs and for wonders. No evil shall befall you in the name of Jesus. One of you will chase 1,000. And two of you will set tens of thousands to fight. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In your academics, you will excel in the name of Jesus Christ. In your personal lives, you will excel in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord shall make you head and not tail in the name of Jesus. Now lift up your head to ye gates. And be ye lifted up, O ye everlasting doors. And let the King of glory come in. Let the King of glory come in. Let the King of glory come in. And who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord mighty in battle. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Make a victory shout to the Lord right now.
Hallelujah.
A victory shout to the Lord. A victory shout to the Lord. A victory shout to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Roma sende yeremo sundo corimo. in the name of Jesus.
When you get into your buses, those of you that have come in the same bus, you are going to join your hands right in that bus. We are going back to do what? To bow. Everywhere you are stepping to, this fire will spread in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness now. Would you like to wave your hand to the Lord and just thank him and just praise him? Praise him. Just tell him that I'm going out now to burn. Thank you for fire that you are kindling my soul. I'm going to burn. I'm going, oh Lord, to burn. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, Brother Dennis. Let's wave that hand and say, Lord, I thank you. Thank you that I'm included in what you are doing now. I'm going to burn. I'm going to burn for you. Lord, I'm going to burn. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise.